Message number 40. How to enter heaven, role of suffering. Friday, January 14, 2011 at 10:00. My beloved daughter, the way in which I communicate with you is beginning to change. While I have in previous messages warned my children of the urgency to repent in order to achieve salvation, my next communications will focus on helping souls to aim towards spiritual perfection. Paradise, my daughter, although the rightful home for each and every one of you is not easy to enter. The entrance is small and only so many can enter at a time. In order to enter, souls must show humility and place themselves fully in my hands. They must push aside pride, strong will, and the eagerness and attachment they have for the material things on this earth if they want to enter heaven. All my children who are starting on their spiritual journey towards me now that they understand the truth need to work hard now and understand the qualities essential to enter my Father's kingdom. Importance of humility. Humility is a term many of my children understand through my teachings. While many of my followers understand why it is important, they are confused as to what it really entails. Humility means sincerity. It means accepting with dignity the trials, challenges, and abuses you will find yourselves facing, especially when you come in my name. My best advice is this. Think of yourself as a child, a simple, innocent child with no knowledge of the evil society that you would normally experience as an adult. Communicate at all times in your prayers to me through the eyes and the heart of a child. Keep prayers and communication simple. I do not expect you to recite all prayers handed down out of love to the world. Look up and share your problems with me. Share your sufferings. Give them over to me. You will be rewarded greatly when you accept sorrow or suffering in your lives for me. You may not realize this, but when you do, you are saving many souls and are paving the way for them to enter heaven. This fact will not be revealed to you until you too enter heaven, where you will experience the glory of your generous gift to me. Do not lose your temper when defending your faith. When showing humility, this means accepting what goes on around you, painful though it may be. Show dignity at all times, even when my name is being scorned in your company. By all means defend, and passionately if you so desire, but never dismiss the abuser by publicly scorning him. Explain the truth of my teachings calmly. Do not lose your temper. Do not show fear of the abuser either. Be firm. Defend yourself, but only by reiterating my teachings. Never be afraid to speak the truth openly. Do not confuse humility with cowardice. Some of my followers who understand the importance of humility and its relevance in sanctifying souls confuse this by staying silent when my name is mocked in public. Yes, you should never judge the person who ridicules me or my eternal Father or indeed my beloved blessed Mother, but you should stand your ground in defense of the truth. Sorrow, a gift from God. When speaking to me as a child, understand this. If you open your hearts and place all your trust in me, I will direct you when you suffer sorrow on this earth. Do not turn your back on me. While it is excruciatingly painful, my children, consider sorrow a gift from God. A blessing. Because it is through sorrow and suffering that purification takes place. Offer your sufferings to me. By doing so, you are relieving the torment I endure when I experience the pain of my passion on the cross over and over again each day as I witness the horror in the world today. The purification which takes place when you accept sorrow or suffering, no matter how bad, when offered up with joy for the salvation of mankind, cannot be truly understood by you, my children. But as you draw closer to me by opening your hearts, abandoning your will to me, and completely surrendering to me, you will understand more. You see, it is only by doing this that you will be in union with me. And when you do, your trials and suffering on earth will ease. In time you will accept suffering with joy in your hearts, especially when you offer this as gift to me. Suffering is a gift from God and is permitted. The souls you will help save guarantees you a place in my Father's kingdom. These teachings are not new, my children. It is just that you have not been reminded of the simple truth. My messages and teachings have never changed. They are simple and are summarized in the Gospels and in the Ten Commandments. Just remember, when you give yourself to everyone, you give yourself to me. Show love to your neighbor and you show love to me. Treat him the way in which you would expect to be treated yourself. And never forget that when you find yourself becoming angry with others and are tempted to do them harm or punish them in any way, that I am present in them, even in those who hate me. Inflict damage on any of my children and you do the same to me. In time, my children, all these graceful actions will make sense. Pray every day for the strength to live your life in my name. Know that every time you forgive another, although he may seem like the enemy, you expand my heart of love and mercy. For that you will receive eternal happiness in heaven. Pray for perseverance. Imitate my life. It won't be easy. But your actions, no matter how small, will help souls. Your beloved teacher and Savior, Jesus Christ, one with God the Eternal Father and the Holy Spirit.